All of us experience aspects of both timeless and time-bound realities because our awareness is fluid. This flexibility is the true genius of human awareness because it leaves all possibilities open. Yet, obviously, there are great advantages to being able to live permanently in timeless awareness. Humans are not trapped in time, squeezed into the volume of a body and the span of a lifetime. We are voyagers on the infinite river of life. Immortality dawns when you realize that you deserve your place in the eternal flow. Nature waits to lavish this supreme gift upon you. Having nourished us for millions of years, the sea, the air, and the sun are still singing the song we must begin to appreciate once more. As long as creation dominates your existence, you will keep growing and evolving. Evolution thwarts entropy, decay, and aging. The most creative people in any field intuitively draw upon this understanding. Whatever their field, certain traits are generally shared by them. These are: they are able to contact and enjoy silence. They connect with and enjoy nature. They trust their feelings. They can remain centered and function in the midst of confusion and chaos. They are childlike. They enjoy fantasy and play. They are self-referring. They place the highest trust in their own consciousness. They are not rigidly attached to any point of view. Although passionately committed to their creativity, they remain open to new possibilities. These points give us a practical standard to measure how creatively our own lives are proceeding. The following exercise demonstrates how to develop and strengthen these different areas. Sit down and make an action plan for the next 6 months based upon the qualities of very creative people which we just discussed. You don't have to squeeze every point in each day. Just make a commitment to allow these aspects of your life to emerge more fully. Experiencing silence. First, block out some time to experience silence. Ideally, this would mean a short period of meditation, 15 to 30 minutes in the morning before you go to work, then a second period just after you get home in the evening. This is a time simply to be, and yet its very simplicity can make it the most important time of your life. Silence is a precious commodity, particularly in the hustle-bustle of modern society. Silence is the great teacher, and to learn its lessons, you must pay attention to it. Spending time in nature. Plan to spend a period of time contacting nature. There is nothing healthier than discharging pent-up energies, which happens spontaneously when you remove yourself from the artificial confines of the man-made world and return to nature. If you can find a patch of ground to lie on, shoes off, and arms outstretched to the sun, take advantage of it. Short of that, seek out the experiences of nature where you live, stopping for a few moments in the evening to watch the sunset and gaze at the moon and stars, or tending a windowsill garden. However you manage it, you want to capture at least a few moments of freshness and feel the nourishing touch of earth, sun, and sky. Experiencing and trusting emotions. Begin a journal of your feelings. Simply make a list of some key emotions and note one example of each as it arises in your day. Start with key words for the basic positive emotions. These are love, sympathy, happiness, trust, joy, acceptance, friendliness, compassion. Then make a column for more abstract feelings associated with creativity and personal growth, such as insight, discovery, faith, forgiveness, revelation, intuition, transcendence, merging, peace. Last of all, note the primary negative emotions. These are anger, anxiety, guilt, distrust, envy, sorrow, greediness, selfishness.